Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Laura.
So, Laura, have you moved house recently?
Okay. I'm actually, right now I'm living in Yuanshan. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, Yuanshan.
It's near that area. There are lots of food there. It's so convenient. But that took me forever to find this apartment. It's so good, I have to tell you. But I was very picky.
Yeah, it's so difficult to find a good apartment. Have you ever had any like difficult problems?
Oh, well, I think not with this apartment though. But usually, I think I've heard in Taiwan, there are a lot of strange or difficult landlords.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problems I've been hearing a lot. Luckily, I don't have that problem. What about you? I heard you just moved into a new place, right?
I did, and I can't wait to tell you about it a little bit later.
Please.
But one of the places I saw when I was looking for my place, the landlord said I wasn't allowed to cook. Yeah, wasn't allowed to cook in my own house.
I can cook in my house.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants to cook.
I know,
exactly. Anyway, so, you know, from difficult landlords to expensive apartments, there's a lot of difficult things we have to deal with when we're moving into an apartment or we're looking for a new place to live. So today, that's what we're going to be talking about. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump into today's For You article.
Dive right in.
Reading. Calvin's new apartment. Calvin makes a phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ms. Lin?
Yes, who is this?
My name is Calvin Barton. I'm calling about the apartment at 243 Zhongshan Road. I saw your advertisement online. Is it still available?
Yes, it's still available. I assume you'd like to arrange a viewing?
Yes. However, I have a few questions about the apartment.
What would you like to know?
Well, I've seen the pictures and the description you uploaded on apartmentsforrent.com. However, it isn't clear if the apartment has a balcony.
Yes, there's a small balcony. You can sit out there or hang your laundry to dry. You could also decorate it with some plants.
Okay, and what about the view? What can I see from the windows?
The windows on one side face another building, but they still get plenty of sunlight. On the other side, the windows look across Zhongshan Road.
So, there's a view of Zhongshan Park?
Not exactly. It's hard to explain. You'll be able to see for yourself. When would you like to see the apartment?
How about tomorrow afternoon? 4 p.m. would be ideal.
Sure. I'll see you then.
They hang up.
So, our article for today is called Calvin's New Apartment. And it's a conversation between two people, Calvin, and Ms. Lin, who is probably the landlady, right?
Or the agent.
Yes, or the agent. So maybe she's renting out the apartment, or maybe she works for a company that finds people to live there. Anyway, it starts with a quick description. Calvin makes a phone call.
Ring, ring. Okay, so 一开始, 当然 Calvin 他要怎么样? 打电话去问, 因为他想要租房子嘛, make a call. 这里的 call 当然就是 phone or telephone call, 对不对? 他打电话出去, 那如果, 你接到一通电话, 就说, oh, I got a call. Okay, get a call, 就是有人打电话给你。 那answer a call 就是你要接起来这个电话 Okay, so different ways to use
different ways.
Yeah, the word call.
Or we could call on someone.
Yes,
we could. Call on someone, we're just going to visit them. Check in at their house, go to their house, be like, hey, how's things going? Anyway, our dialogue starts off with some basic greetings. So I'm Miss Lin, and she picks up the phone and she says, hello?
Okay, well, I like that voice.
Yeah. Beautiful. Anyway, so, you know, that's, you know, we're starting a phone call. She could also say, hey, if it's more like a friend calling.
Yo.
Or what's up? Or just what's up. Uh-huh. Or if she's like a very important business person, she has to run around, she could just say...Talk to me.
Right. Yeah. Cut to the chase. Okay. Yeah. 没错、mm-hmm. 我们常常在接电话的时候如果是朋友之间当然是可以很酷的说 Yo, what's up?、Mm-hmm. 或者是如果你很忙然后个性很直说、yeah. Talk to me, 快说快点。Mm-hmm. Okay. 可是呢这里呢我们想到这个 Miss Lin, 她因为她是要出租房子她应该是很礼貌所以她当然就 Hello. 那 Kelvin 就说 Hi, is this Miss Lin?、Oh, 请问是林小姐吗 Okay.、Mm-hmm. And Miss Lin says,
She says,Yes, who is this?
我真的很爱 Miss Lin 的声音诶 Okay, 那 Kelvin 就说 My name is Kelvin Barton 所以当然讲电话的时候你要先表明你的身份、mm-hmm. 那接着你就会用到这句很棒的就是 I'm calling about blah blah blah、mm-hmm. 就是我是因为什么才打电话过去所以这里是 I'm calling about the apartment at 243 Zhongshan Road 所以它是关于什么呢、mm-hmm. 因为它看到一个公寓是在中山路243号所以它是因为这样而打来Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's a good, really good thing to do when you're doing a very formal phone call、yes. or sometimes a formal email. You just say, you introduce yourself and then you like very quickly say what it is you want. Because then people, you know, they know what you want.
I know, it's
they like, get down to business.
We know why you're calling.
Yeah. Anyway, Calvin is still talking and he says, I saw your advertisement online.Is it still available? Okay,、wow. we saw advertisement there. Advertisement,、mm-hmm. which is a noun. An advertisement is a video, photo, or recording that we use to let lots of people know about a product or service. You might also have heard people in the US using the word commercial.
Oh.
Meanwhile, in the、mm-hmm. UK, we don't say commercial. We normally say advert.
You guys don't、yeah. say commercial?
No, we say advert.
Advert.
Yeah,、okay. so go to the commercials, go to the adverts.
Mm-hmm. I love yeah, that.
Short for
so
advertisement.
So much cooler. Okay.
So much cooler. Anyway,、uh-huh. both of these mean the same thing. You know, they both、mm-hmm. mean advertisement.、
Right.
They both mean commercial.But advertisement is a little more formal.
Right.
It's a good word to use if you're in the kind of situation that Calvin is in when he is formally introducing himself to someone. Okay.、Mm-hmm. So he's being very polite.Mm-hmm. Now, the verb form of advertisement is advertise.
Mm.
So, Ms. Lin advertised the apartment she was renting online. See how that works? She advertised the apartment.、
Mm-hmm.
She made an advertisement.、
Ah.
Or we could talk about advertising campaigns.、
Ah.
That's a series of commercials we do all together、mm-hmm. for trying to promote a lot of things or maybe one very important thing. Okay, so our example sentence for、mm-hmm. advertisement is...The company put out a big advertisement so that they could increase sales. Okay, we learned a lot about advertisements, didn't we?
Okay,、mm-hmm. we did. Advertisement 就是广告啦或是宣传、mm-hmm. 所以刚刚我们回到 Kelvin 他的对话他说、欸、我有看到你刊登的广告在网络上那他想要知道说、mm-hmm. Is it available? 还有在出租吗那 advertisement、mm-hmm. 大家一定会觉得哎、欸，其实它不就是 ad? Usually it's
yeah,
a short form
ad.
for ad, okay?、Mm-hmm. 可是你知道美式呢原来呢在英国他们还会讲 advert, 可是在美国是 commercial.、Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know you guys say advert.
Yeah, different word.
I didn't know you guys not use the word commercial. Okay,、mm-hmm. and obviously, besides advertisements online, we could also read television or、mm-hmm. newspaper advertisements, like say、mm-hmm. for a new car, for example.、Mm-hmm.所以比方像是、啊、为了一款新车做的一个电视啊或是报纸上会刊登一些广告、
mm-hmm.
or the job advertisements in the paper 嗯，就是在报纸里面、mm-hmm. 他们就是会有一些招聘啊就是找工作的一些广告、
yeah.
and Ms. Lin answers yes it's still available、
mm-hmm.
and she says I assume you'd like to arrange a viewing
okay、
I、
yes
assume.
She assumes assume is a verb, assume, and we assume something. When we assume it, we guess that something is a certain way. So Ms. Lin assumes that Calvin is calling her about the apartment. He would also like to arrange, and he would like to arrange a viewing. So, sorry, because he is calling her,、
right?
he would like to arrange a viewing. That is what she assumes, what she guesses from the phone call. So a viewing, by the way, is what happens when we go to an apartment to take a look around and see if we like it.
I like that.
It's very important.
I know.
So anyway, we often assume things in quite formal situations. We don't guess things. We assume things. A hotel manager might say, "Welcome, sir. I assume that you would like to book a room with us tonight." Okay, so he assumes. He thinks that because you're here, you probably want to stay at the hotel. Anyway, let's take a look at an example now. I assumed that I would get the part I wanted in the play, but in the end, it went to someone else.
I got the part. 所以刚才记得 Miss Lin 她说 Yes, it's still available. 有的还有在出租。这时候呢，她就会想说，她是要问房子，所以她说I assume, 我想你是不是要安排要参观房子呢？这里的 viewing, 大家有没有注意到刚刚有提到这个字？其实呢，它是一个名词哦，当作名词来用，表示观看啦，或是参观，就是这个房子啊，当然。那 assume 这个动词我们来看一下，就是认为，或者是有时候可能是假设什么的，因为你就觉得说他打来一定是要问房子嘛，对不对？So I assumed that you knew each other because you went to the same school. 如果这么说，我就会说，你们两个上同间学校 ，OK？ 所以我猜想你们应该是认识的。I assumed that you knew each other. 或者是 I assumed he was coming, so I was surprised when he didn't show up. OK， 我本来就是想说，他会来的，所以当他没有出现，我感到非常的讶异。那常常在口语上我们常常还会用到 I assume so 跟有点像 I think so 的意思差不多 Is he coming? 他会来吗？I assume so or so I assume 我想应该会吧这就是 assume 的用法哦
Okay, so Calvin says Yes, however, I have a few questions about the apartment Very important, we want lots of detail, don't we, before we rent a place
I know, okay, Calvin's like me 他说不过我有关这个公寓的一些问题想要请教您哦所以这时候 Miss Lin 就说 What would you like to know? Okay, 你想要知道什么呢
Well, Calvin says Well, I've seen the pictures and the description you uploaded on apartmentsforrent.com Okay, so he's starting to speak there, and we see a few useful words. We saw description, which is a noun. A description is some information that helps people to understand what something is like. If you ever go to an art museum, and you notice that next to each painting you see a small text, that right there is a description. The text is describing the painting, who painted it, what its backstory is, and why it's important.Another example, let's say that you are a policeman and you are looking for a criminal. You don't know what the criminal looks like, who they are, but someone did see the criminal when the crime happened and they give you a description. That's another way of saying give a description is another way of saying describe. So they give you a description of the person who committed it. So you have an idea about what they look like and maybe then you can catch the criminal.If you find someone that matches the description, then you'll know that that is the right person. Someone who matches the description is the real thing. It's just like the description.
Wow.
Anyway, we can modify descriptions a bit, can't we? We can say that someone has given us a vague description. Not much detail. Or a detailed description. Very 详细, right?
详细, 没错.
Yeah.So our example sentence for description is, in his article, the writer gave a detailed description of the new restaurant that had opened in the center of town.
That's very good, okay.
I want to go there.
You want to talk, you want the details, right,
yes,
when you're giving description, okay. So, 这是回到课文他说我有看到你上传到 apartmentsforrent.com 的照片跟 description 是什么呢就是叙述啦描述。Okay, 所以但是他可能还是有些问题咯。Okay, 那比方像是可能有时候人家会说 write a description of your favorite beach. Okay, maybe your teacher want you to write an article or an essay. Okay, 描述一下你最喜欢的这个就是海滨圣地哦。或者是刚刚Seb 他有提到就是如果呢你要抓这个犯人的话呢最好是可能需要人家来提供就是很详细的描述 So for example, she has given the police a very detailed or a full description of the robber 就是她向这个警员详细描述了这个 抢劫者的相貌 robbers、
mm-hmm, 强盗 exactly、mm-hmm. We also had another good word there didn't we upload which、right? is a verb now when we upload something we put it onto the internet、mm. that means that if you've ever posted something onto Facebook put a video on YouTube、mm-hmm. or photos on your Instagram account then you have uploaded those things online、
right.
we call these things uploads so we can also make upload a noun、
mm-hmm. yes
so what is the opposite of uploading
Up and down.
Downloading. Downloading. When we download something, we copy it off the internet so we can save it onto our phone or onto our computer. We call this file a download.
Right.
Same way as with upload、mm-hmm. now, download now. Okay, so our example for upload. John is crazy about Instagram. He must upload at least 5 photos a day.
Don't do that, John.
Yeah, sounds like John has an addiction.
And、mm-hmm. usually when you upload too many photos, I don't think people are going to press like. Because
exactly,
they get sick
it's like too much.
It's like, hello, it's like you love yourself. Okay.
Yeah, stop.
Upload 是什么呢？就是上传、mm-hmm. 它是一个动词在本科当中、mm-hmm. 那相反的当然就是下载英文很好猜、mm-hmm. 就是Up 的相反 download, okay?、Mm-hmm. So you could upload not just photos, maybe files to the internet, like Google Drive, for example.
Yes.
我很喜欢这样就是上传我的一些文件啊、mm-hmm. 什么东西在云端上。
Yeah.
Or she uploaded the pictures from her digital camera to her computer.
That's okay, true, yeah.
你还可以上传照片啊、mm-hmm. 从你的相机当中到你的这个电脑里面。Mm-hmm. However, the article says...It isn't clear if the apartment has a balcony. So this is what Calvin says to Ms. Lin.
Yeah.
他说可是公寓是否有阳台也就是 balcony、mm-hmm. 似乎不太明确 So he's,、mm-hmm. that's why he's calling.
Okay, I see. And Mrs. Lin says, yes, there's a small balcony.、Mm-hmm. You can sit out there or hang your laundry to dry.、Mm.Okay, so there is a small balcony. Let's、right. find out, though, what this word laundry means.
Yeah.
Okay, so laundry, that is a noun, something that we all hate, or something that I hate, definitely. Our laundry are the clothes that we need to wash, are washing and need to dry, or have just washed, but we haven't put away yet. We haven't put it back in our laundry. All of those things are laundry.I hate laundry. It's my least favorite thing to do. That's right. Do laundry means to wash your clothes. So, in fact, I often have heaps of laundry at home, big piles of it all over my room. We can divide laundry into different types, though. We can talk about dirty laundry, which are clothes that you haven't washed yet, and clean laundry, which are wet clothes or dry clothes that you haven't cleaned but haven't put back in your wardrobe.Now, in some places, we can call a place that cleans laundry professionally a laundrette. So that is a place where you give them your dirty clothes and they do all the cleaning for you and then they give it back to you. Okay, an example of laundry now. Instead of doing his laundry, Tim let it pile up until he had nothing left to wear. Ugh, Tim...
哇、wow, 听起来还不错诶有个小的阳台可以坐在外面、mm-hmm. 或者是把洗好的衣服拿出去晒 That's so important、mm-hmm. Laundry 是什么呢它可以指刚洗好的衣服啦或者是在等要洗的衣物哦 So clean laundry 当然就是干净洗好的、mm-hmm. Dirty laundry 就是常常 Seb 老师可能哇还没有洗耶是脏的
This is clean
Oh, oh okay I'm just saying that you always forget to do your laundry Okay DoYour laundry 就是要洗你的衣服啦。
I actually do have to do laundry today.
Okay, I hate doing my laundry as well. Okay, laundrette, 刚刚他有讲到就是洗衣店、mm-hmm. Laundromat 是自助洗衣店。How often do you do your laundry, Seb?
I normally do it once a week.
Same, I do that. Okay.、Mm-hmm. 所以回到课文他说 you could also decorate it with some plants. Wow. It, of course, meaning the balcony. 你还可以用这个盆栽啦、mm-hmm. 来装饰阳台 No.
I love that idea.
I know.
I love that idea.
I have
so many plants on my balcony.
Oh, my God. Okay, really?
Yes,
I should go
so
and
many,
visit your place.
So many.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so Calvin says, Okay, and what about the view? What can I see from the windows?
Mm-hmm.
Having a view is very important to me as well. Does your apartment have a view?
Not really. I can only see the streets with people and cars.
Okay,
那接着课文就说，诶，那景色呢？我可以看到什么景色？从这个窗外看出去。Ms. Lin says the windows on one side face another building, but they still get plenty of sunlight. 就是有一边窗户是面对另外一个建筑物，但是还是有足够的阳光。That's so important. I want sunlight.
Yeah, that's very important.
And I have to have windows. I can't have like, you know, like some...
Just boxed
some,
in.
I don't know. Some apartments don't have windows. You know,
yeah, no, I really don't like that.
It's going to smell.
No. So on the other side, the article says, on the other side, the windows look across Zhongshan Road.
Wow.
Okay, that sounds kind of loud, actually.
Okay, so 另一面的窗户可以看过去这个俯瞰到这个中山路。对啊，我也是想说会不会很吵。And Calvin says, so there is a view of Zhongshan Park? Oh, 这时候他可能比较 care 景色。他说，所以可以看到中山公园吗？
That would be very, so pretty, wouldn't it?
I know.
But Ms. Lin says,Not exactly. It's hard to explain. You'll be able to see for yourself.
Okay. See for yourself. That's a very good phrase. 就是亲自去看，自己去看。所以惨啦，Ms. Lin 说，不完全是，也其实有点难解释。你可以就是亲自来看看哦。
Yeah.
And she says, would you like to see, when would you like to see the apartment? They're arranging the time now.
It sounds like Calvin is a bit interested. He says, how about tomorrow afternoon? 4 p.m. would be ideal.
Perfect.
Okay, so ideal here is an adjective. When something is ideal, it means that something is just right or very convenient for us.Calvin is talking about the ideal time for him to meet Ms. Lin. That's the best time for him to meet her. We can also use similar words to ideal in different ways. So, for example, we could talk about idealizing someone. Now, this is very different from ideal. Idealizing someone is to see someone as really wonderful or perfect, especially if it's more than they really are.
Wow.
One of my biggest flaws is that people idealize me too much.
Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm too full of myself. Okay, but we can also, there's a noun version as well. We can talk about an idol, okay? So someone who's very famous or influential. So like Jin from BTS.
BTS.
Or Jolin Tsai. Those are two idols.
Oh, I love Jolin Tsai. And I love what's that, Zhou Ziyu? What girl band is she in?
I'm not sure.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Twice.
Yeah. Oh, Twice. Okay, I know Twice.
I love Twice.
Okay.
And BTS. Yeah.
Anyway, I think Laura has some more explaining about ideal to do.
Yes, I want to explain ideal.
Yes.
Ideal 在这里是个形容词，就是理想的。所以他觉得说明天下午四点是最理想的哦。那我们通常 ideal 可以形容像什么呢？ Ideal weather 最理想的天气，可能天气很好啦，或是另外一半 ideal man or ideal woman， 你心中的理想另外一半是什么样的人呢？ OK， 或者是有时候在找工作， she's the ideal person for the job， 她是这项工作最理想的人选诶。 OK， so that's how you use ideal in a sentence.
OK， so then Ms. Lin says,Sure, I'll see you then. Okay, and then they hang up. Yeah.
Okay, so hang up 就是挂断电话的意思. Oh my god, I hate it when people hang up on me.
Oh, me too.
Without saying goodbye, like, okay.
Yeah, just...
And it's like, all of a sudden, you're like, huh? What? How
rude. Slam the phone down. It is rude.
I know.
Okay, but you know what isn't rude? Our For You chat question for today. Let's check that out.
For You chat.
Okay, here's our For You chat question. What are the three most important things you'd consider when looking for a new place to live? That's an easy question, I think.
What would I think about? Three things.
Short and sweet.
Natural light. I think
natural light is very important.
I know, yeah, because, you know, it's good for your mood when you wake up in the morning, the light is on you. My plants, exactly. A balcony is good.
Right?
I think it's good to be able to be outside without having to leave your house. You know, that's very nice. And it has to be safe for my guinea pigs.
You have a guinea pig.
I have two guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs, yeah. So I can't live with someone who has a cat. for example. It has to be a nice place for them, safe for them.
Yeah. Okay,
so that's what I look for. Mm-hmm. What do you guys, or what would you guys look for if you were looking for an apartment? Why don't you guys talk about mm-hmm. that, and we will see you again for day two. Until then,
bye!
Calvin's new apartment. Calvin makes a phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ms. Lin?
Yes, who is this?
My name is Calvin Barton. I'm calling about the apartment at 243 Zhongshan Road. I saw your advertisement online. Is it still available?
Yes, it's still available. I assume you'd like to arrange a viewing?
Yes. However, I have a few questions about the apartment.
What would you like to know?
Well, I've seen the pictures and the description you uploaded on apartmentsforrent.com. However, it isn't clear if the apartment has a balcony.
Yes, there's a small balcony. You can sit out there or hang your laundry to dry. You could also decorate it with some plants.
Okay, and what about the view? What can I see from the windows?
The windows on one side face another building, but they still get plenty of sunlight. On the other side, the windows look across Zhongshan Road.
So, there's a view of Zhongshan Park?
Not exactly. It's hard to explain. You'll be able to see for yourself. When would you like to see the apartment?
How about tomorrow afternoon? 4 p.m. would be ideal.
Sure. I'll see you then.
They hang up. Vocabulary review.
Advertisement. I saw an advertisement on TV for a new restaurant. Let's go there. Assume. Everyone assumed Ned was sick because he didn't come to work today. Description. The police asked witnesses for a description of the robber. Upload. Please fill out this form and upload a file of your work experience to this website. Laundry. George's mom asked him to fold the clean laundry and put it in his closet. Ideal. With clear skies and gentle waves, conditions today are ideal for a swim in the sea.